And he told them this parable. No one tears a piece out of a new garment to patch an old one. Otherwise, they would have torn a new garment, and the patch from the new would not match the old. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins, and the wine will run out, and its wineskins will be ruined. No new wine must be poured into new wineskins. Summer is usually a time for vacations and getting away from it all. Taking time off for rest and relaxation is necessary, but it's not always easy getting back into the swing of things. Whether you are tired of the same routine or having a hard time starting a new one, remember, God has the ability to make all things new. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's a show that's committed to bringing you uplifting, an inspirational word to help you through those hard times. In his mission, Christ illustrated that there is new life and a new spiritual movement. He didn't mean patching up the old one and start from there. No, he meant starting a new life. He meant launching a whole new spiritual attitude. When we made the commitment to give our lives to Jesus Christ, the slate was wiped clean. You no longer had to worry about the things that you did in your past. God, who is the justifier of us all, says that once we accepted his Son into our hearts, then we were made into a new creature. The old things that we once knew and did are no more. And he sees us as righteous because of the blood of Jesus. You are given a fresh new start. Now, Jesus said that there is forgiveness in all who turn to him. Forgiveness only comes by the acceptance of God's grace. Why? Because we're in debt, but the death of Christ and his resurrection changed all of that. Spiritually, all of us are in debt, and some of us are a lot deeper in debt than others. Some people have stretched the truth, others have created lies. Some people have lusted, and others have had affairs. Some people have cheated on their taxes while others have robbed a bank. Some people drive over the speed limit, but some don't even realize there a speed limit exists. Some people do just enough to get by on their jobs, and others get paid for what they never do. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. God gives us a fresh start because not only are we in debt, but we're in over our heads with no way of paying it back. Many of us get trapped in high interest loans where the payment just keeps going on and on. And no matter how much you pay on it, or no matter how long, you're still in debt. The death of Christ not only paid for that, but as mentioned earlier, the slate has been wiped clean. The sin debt that we owe to God is beyond our ability to pay, so we needed someone else to pay it for us. For the wages of sin is death. Getting a fresh start with God means that whatever was done in our past has stayed in the past, for the former things are no more. It's gone, thrown away into the sea of forgetfulness, separated from us as far as the east is from the west. Getting a fresh start means that we never have to worry about him changing the payment or canceling on us. If we've been handed the pink slip, so all we have to do is just reach out and take it. According to the dictionary, a fresh start is defined as an opportunity to start over without prejudice. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed by him or his wrath, as he has compassion on us. His mercies are new each morning, and he's forever faithful to us. So with that, each day we're presented with a new opportunity on life with him. Each morning we're given the opportunity to start over again without prejudice, because he knows that in our weakened state, there's nothing that we can do for ourselves. So he has compassion on us. And if we make a mistake, that doesn't mean that that's the end, because he knows that we'll continue to fall short. But when we slip and fall, we are to get right back up again and try all over again. A fresh start with God means that when I surrender myself totally and completely to his will, then grace abounds and grace lasts forever. Grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. Grace is a free gift, and everyone who believes in him is made free by him. Jesus is the only one who can give you grace. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. I urge you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service of worship. One love, 5 minutes.